There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Right now, Danny Norton is here reporting today at the ARN News Centre. Nice to see you, Danny.
Great to see you as well, Tim. Welcome back.
Good to have you back in. Thank you. So what have you been looking at today? I know property is the focus, but in particular, what are you looking at?
Okay, well, property has been, the main focal point for me throughout the day for two reasons. The first one is that a new report has been released, and it says that property remains the preferred investment asset for UAE residents this year. Now, it's according to IP Global's annual YouGov survey, and they say that property ranks above stocks, shares and bonds, with the stable and reliable returns it offers cited as the most likely reason for this. The study found that 40% of residents are planning to invest in property in the UAE over the next 12 months, and 18% plan to do so overseas as well. It also showed a 7% increase in appetite by UAE residents in the last 6 months to invest in property.
Okay, Danny, so that's one of the stories you've been looking at. You said you've been looking at a couple of property stories. What was the other one?
Okay, so the other one was I headed down this morning to a press conference called by the Dubai Land Department, at which they announced the launch of a massive event that they hope will stimulate the Emirates real estate sector. The Dubai Property Festival is to take place from the 9th until the 11th of April at the Dubai World Trade Centre, and it's going to see a number of big developers, brokers, investors participating with a lot of transactions expected to occur over the 3 days. It's a show which is targeted mainly at consumers, both local and international, because developers are set to offer discounted prices, low down payments, lower registration fees. Meanwhile, banks are going to offer no processing or service fees, as well as on-site pre-approval of mortgages and low interest rates as well.
Not bad news, I suppose. You said there that appetite is up from the survey that you were looking at as well. And I think one of the things about going to Dubai Land Department for an event like this is you get to meet developers, some of the larger property developers. You've been talking to a couple of people, I know that. But how do they view the sector, the real estate market, at the moment? New year, new thoughts?
You're absolutely right. I managed to have a chat with a few of the key players, managed to corner them at the announcement earlier on today. Now, Salim Al Musa, he's the chairman of the Falcon City of Wonders, and he had a really interesting take on where the property market is at the moment in the big scheme of things, looking at the big picture, taking a step back. And he says that despite some people questioning whether there might be too much development going on, you drive around, all you're seeing is cranes everywhere, really. A lot of people, a few people are saying maybe there's too much for the market at the moment. He disagrees because he says we're actually still in the very first stage of the development here.
If you come to Dubai 5 years ago, you wouldn't realize it today because there are so many roads, so many buildings, so many beautiful projects, and we are still to go, and the development is only 30% of the whole. So we have 70% to look for and move forward to.
So that was Salim Al Musa, chairman of the Falcon City of Wonders. I also spoke to a gentleman by the name of Atif Rahman. He's the director and partner at Danube Properties. Now, he admitted that the property market has been relatively cool of late. He said that very much, despite actually themselves having very good results last year. He did say it's been cool over the last year or two, but he says he is very optimistic for the next 12 months.
We are very, very buoyant about 2018, especially the oil prices hit the 30-month high in the month of December. So I'm very confident about 2018. The Expo 2020 becomes a more foreseeable future with a lot of activity happening at the site, UAE Pavilion taking off. I think from March or April, the other participating countries would start mobilizing on the site. So, I mean, there's a lot of positive about this year. The political situation largely is stabilizing in the region. So I think we're looking forward to 2018. Current market situation, we are very, very, very happy.
Okay, Danny, so they are saying it's buoyant. There's a lot of positives to look out for. So I guess the future is looking bright for Dubai's real estate market.
Yeah, that seems to be the general consensus. It was the opinion of the vast majority of people that I spoke to today. But obviously, we all know there are still areas to work on. There are things to be developed. And I asked Atif Rahman what he believes the most important area is in the Dubai property market at the moment.
We need to very carefully look at the affordable segment, create some advantages for the affordable property segment from the government side as well, whether it is subsidy on the fees, whether it is creating attractive land parcels for development of such properties. We definitely need to focus on the affordable property segment more intensely, because that is the backbone of the real estate industry. That is where the volume exists, and that is the backbone of the economy too, that population. So I think going forward, I would really request the government agencies to look at the affordable property segment, create some advantages for that segment.
So that was Atif Rahman, the director and partner at Danube Properties. And some really interesting thoughts, I think, there. Mm. Something certainly I'd agree with him when he's talking about the affordable sector of Dubai's property market and the way there is a need there for that to be developed. And some interesting ideas, I thought, of his when it came to the way that could be developed.
He used the S word there as well, didn't he? Whether that might be subsidies in some form. He didn't specify any form. That's interesting, but it is that sort of focus on the end user. I really like Salomon Moussa from Falcon City of Wonders. I remember when that was launched, and I was working for a magazine at the time, and one of our editor went to the press conference, and one of the journalists there, kind of cynical, hard-bitten journalist, said, "So why would anybody want to live in a pyramid? Who'd want to live in a pyramid anyway?" Because they're building, obviously, one of the pyramids.
Yeah.
And he came back immediately with, well, who wouldn't want to live in a pyramid? And I kind of think those kinds of grand schemes kind of sum up the real estate market. It did in those early days. I kind of like that response. But he's right. We are still early in the sort of cycle, aren't
we? Yeah, I thought it was really fascinating kind of views from him when he's looking at, you know, at Dubai as a whole, really taking a step back, and he's actually talking about the next 30, 40, 50 years of development, saying we've got at least another 5 decades for Dubai to develop. He mentioned, you know, upcoming events such as the Dubai Expo 2020. And Tim, I think you're absolutely right about him as a person, because he's got a real passion for property. I could tell that in just, you know, the 5 minutes I had with him. And he certainly is, as much as anyone else, is really excited for this Dubai Property Festival, and as much as anything, for the impact it can have on just the regular person on the street. That's what he was emphasising, is really this festival is all about, the fact that, you know, you and I can go down there. Mm. We can complete a transaction within 3 days. That's the remarkable thing about it. There's going to be offers going on down there as well. So really interesting views from him about the Marcus as a whole, and about the festival itself, which, just to repeat, takes place from the 9th until the 11th of April, and that's down at the Dubai World Trade Centre.
I do think the overall key word in all of that, though, affordability.
Yeah.
I really do think people are looking at ways to make things affordable. And like you said, Tim, end user rather than this vast rental market that is out there. It's definitely a change in attitude, isn't it?
No doubt about it. But it is sort of a maturing market, which kind of backs up what Salomon Moussa was saying. We are still early stage. That's one story today. Danny Norton's been talking real estate down at the Land Department earlier on. Danny, nice to see you.
Nice to see you as well.
Appreciate you coming in. Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.